Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Bright sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 81. Northerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 47 tonight, mainly clear skies. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 84. Ample sunshine expected Sunday with daytime highs approaching 83. 84 Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 46 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Mother's Day weekend and yet more road work in downtown Topeka. Roxanne Stewart has more.
The Kansas Department of Transportation says westbound I-70 will close to through traffic starting tonight at 11. The closure will affect traffic from Southeast 10th Avenue to Southwest Gage Boulevard. The Southeast 10th Avenue exit will be the last open exit for westbound traffic. The on-ramps to westbound I-70 from 1st and McVicker will stay open, as well as eastbound I-70. Work is expected to be finished by late Sunday evening. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Merck Animal Health will expand its operations in Johnson County, investing $895 million and creating hundreds of new jobs. The biopharmaceutical plant in DeSoto will be expanded with $35 million going toward its research and development labs. Construction will begin immediately, and manufacturing of animal health products and vaccines will begin in 2030. Governor Laura Kelly said it's one of the largest private investments in the state's history. This is Kansas Information Network News.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Steel deals are happening now. From instant savings on select tools to free battery offers on some of our most popular battery tool sets, you can enjoy great deals and do it all with Steel. Shop online or in store at your local Steel dealer. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hatley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The state of Kansas ended April 2025 with total tax collections at $1.33 billion, and that's $17.6 million, or 1.3% above the estimate, with total tax collections down 5.9% from April 2024. Governor Kelly said even though Kansas's current financial health is strong, they must remain committed to fiscally responsible budgeting to ensure lasting stability in the future. Individual income tax collections were $684.8 million. That's $10 million, or 1.5% above the estimate, and down 7.5% from April 2024. Corporate income tax collections were $316.5 million. That's $1.4 million, or 0.4% above the estimate, though down 6.4% from April of 2024. And combined retail sales and compensating use tax receipts were $296.3 million, which is $5.5 million, or 1.9% above the estimate, and up $1.2 million, or 0.4% from April of last year. Four people were injured in an accident just before 8 p.m. on Wednesday in Norton County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 2020 Chevy Malibu, driven by 17-year-old Shelby J. Gibson of Norton, was attempting to turn from Lower Dam Road onto US 283 when the driver pulled out in front of a southbound 2014 Peterbilt semi driven by 42-year-old Trent C. Collier of Marion, and the semi struck the car. EMS transported Gibson and passengers identified as 18-year-old Rhiannon Romy of Norton and 20-year-old Roxy White and 20-year-old Sierra Dial, both of Lenora, to Kearney Good Samaritan Hospital. Kohler was not injured, and according to the Kansas Highway Patrol, Gibson, Romy, and Dial were not wearing seatbelts. The wheat curl mite is a small but mighty adversary of Kansas wheat producers, as the vector for wheat streak mosaic virus, or WSMV, Mosaic virus, or TRIMV, and High Plains Mosaic virus. Fueled by a combination of the right weather conditions and ample volunteer wheat and other safe harbors, producers across the state appear to be losing the battle against these tiny critters and the disease they carry in what could be the worst MSMV outbreak since 2017. Kelsey Anderson Onofre, the K-State Assistant Professor of Plant Pathology, who has been across the state scouting fields, said they have some fields that are close to total losses. Onofre said it's hard to walk in a wheat field in Kansas right now and not find at least low-level, trace-level symptoms of WSMV, and that's pretty unusual. Symptoms of WSMV include symptomatic leaves with dark green coloring and light yellow discolorations, or stunted plants with a distinct yellow discoloration. And they're showing up more clearly over the last few weeks as temperatures warm up. However, the cause happened last summer and fall. Infected fields at this point in the plant's growth stage near flowering will often not head out well or will have low grain fill, meaning producers with infected fields should expect yield loss, especially in fields where the flag leaf has already turned yellow. And unless there's a significant weather event, such as hail or excessive heat during grain fill, wheat-streaked mosaic virus is likely to be the number one cause of yield loss. There's no effective treatment for WSMV once the infection has occurred, and producers must balance estimated yield loss, requirements for crop insurance, and the economics behind terminating the most severely infected fields in favor of planting a summer crop. Producers will have the chance to speak with K-State Extension experts and local field staff and agronomists during an upcoming winter wheat variety plot tour that starts May 13th. The plot tours will provide a chance to see how different available and upcoming wheat varieties are reacting to the disease pressure this season. You can find the full list of plot tour dates and locations in May by going to the agronomy update. These field observations are another important tool as producers plan beyond this year's harvest, especially as it will take a collective effort to stop the WSMV streak. You can read more information at kswheat.com/wheatstreak. In Nebraska news, according to the Seward County Attorney's Office, a 12-year-old was injured Monday night after a handgun was fired inside a home in Milford. The Milford Police Department responded to the home at about 5 p.m., and the wounded child was taken to Bryan Medical Center in Lincoln, and the injury is not life-threatening. Authorities said two other children, aged 10 and 12, were at the home at the time, and they are being investigated as possible suspects. In an email to parents, Milford Public Schools said all three children involved are elementary students, and the district said the students will not be attending school until the matter is fully reviewed. District officials are working with the Milford Police Department and have been in contact with the students' families. 42-year-old Lonnie Mason of Grand Island was sentenced on Wednesday to 20 years and 10 months in federal prison for conspiracy to distribute and possession with intent to distribute 500 grams or more of methamphetamine. After prison, he will spend the rest of his life on supervised release. On January 30, 2024, authorities said Mason and Jolene Armentrout flew from Omaha to Los Angeles, where they bought 25 pounds of methamphetamine. And they then met up with two other co-conspirators, Robert Burkhart and Stephanie Cummings, in Las Vegas. Mason and Cummings flew back to Nebraska, while Armentrout and Burkhart transported the methamphetamine in Mason's car. On February 4th, Armentrout and Burkhart arrived in Grand Island, but before they could get to Mason's apartment, they were pulled over, and investigators discovered the methamphetamine in a hidden compartment. They then went to Mason's apartment, where authorities said they found even more methamphetamine, a stolen rifle, and ammunition. Mason's sentence is the longest of all the co-defendants' terms, as Cummings got 9 years, Armentrout received 7 years and 10 months, and Burkhart was sentenced to 4 years and 9 months. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Governor Kelly recently proclaimed today, Friday, May 9th, as Child Care Provider Appreciation Day in Kansas, as the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, along with Child Care Aware of America, celebrates this special day on the Friday before Mother's Day every year to recognize child care providers, teachers, and other educators of young children. Child care providers are critical for child development and provide a place where children can learn, play, and grow in safe and nurturing environments, allowing parents and guardians the ability to work and provide for their families. Kansas Department of Health and Environment Deputy Secretary for Public Health, Ashley Goss, said child care providers are essential for the development and growth of so many children in our state, and Kansas's providers are some of the most dedicated and professional individuals in Kansas. She said they tirelessly work as early educators and role models for our children, continuing to create the foundation that is so necessary for children to succeed. Child care providers are important pillars of the community and an important point of contact for connections to other early childhood services, which ensures children and families receive the resources and support they need to thrive. And the future of Kansas depends on the quality of the early childhood experiences provided to young children today by dedicated providers. So support for high-quality child care representatives is a worthy commitment to the children of Kansas and their future. More information about Child Care Provider Appreciation Day can be found at Child Care Aware of America, and you can join the celebration and thank child care providers on social media by using the hashtag ThankYouChildCare. The Kansas Department of Transportation announced that its CanDrive traffic app has received a prestigious Best ITS Service Award from ITS Heartland. This recognition highlights the significant improvements made to the app as part of the U.S. 83 Smart Corridor project, demonstrating the Kansas Department of Transportation's commitment to providing cutting-edge travel information to the public. Key enhancements include seamless integration with popular platforms such as Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, Alexa, and Siri, making real-time traffic updates more accessible and convenient for drivers. The updated CanDrive app now offers even more features for travelers. A new public reporting tool allows users to contribute real-time updates on road conditions. The oversized load tracker is an essential tool for managing the movement of large vehicles. And the integration of road weather information system data delivers timely, localized weather alerts. Kansas Department of Transportation Secretary Calvin Reed said the advancements to CanDrive, driven by the vision of the U.S. 83 Smart Corridor project, underscore their dedication to leveraging technology to deliver the most current and user-friendly travel information. And with features like voice integration and public reporting, they are truly empowering Kansas travelers with valuable, easily accessible information, ultimately making their journey safer and more efficient. CanDrive is the Kansas Department of Transportation's official source for real-time road conditions, construction detours, and travel weather information across Kansas. Kansas is hosting another virtual job fair and inviting job seekers and employers from all industries to sign up. Kansas Works is organizing the statewide virtual job fair, which will run from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. May 16th through the 18th. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said over a three-day period, companies will be conducting interviews to fill a wide array of positions. There are many hardworking Kansans who simply don't have time to scout out new career options during the week. During the virtual job fair, job seekers can use any digital device, such as computers, tablets, or smartphones, to join the job fair and fill out applications. And applicants are encouraged to dress professionally, as employers may request to engage in a video interview during the virtual job fair. Job seekers and employers must register in advance, even if they've participated in previous virtual job fairs, at kansasworks.com. The link includes helpful information such as a job seeker training video and a video interview tutorial. Individuals with disabilities may request accommodations by contacting their nearest workforce center at 877-509-6757 before the event. A celebration of life for James Jim Baird, 70 of Norton, will be held at 10 a.m. on Tuesday, May 13th at the First United Methodist Church in Norton. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions may be made to the Norton County Hospital to help with the purchase of the diagnostic machine Falcon Express F5. This was important to Jim because throughout his battle with cancer, he wanted to give back to the supportive staff at the Norton County Hospital. Donations may be sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, and condolences may be left at plumbergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School for lunch will be having beef and noodles, whipped potatoes, green beans, mandarin oranges, cheese rolls, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be Little Smokies and mac and cheese or hamburgers with Chex snack mix, fruit, and milk. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with the high near 82 and a west wind around 5 miles per hour becoming east in the afternoon. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with the low around 47 and a southeast wind around 5 miles per hour becoming southwest after midnight. On Saturday, it should be sunny with the high near 84. On Saturday night, clear with the low around 51. On Sunday, it should be sunny with the high near 83 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. And on Sunday night, it should be clear with the low around 51. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday it should be sunny with a high near 84 and breezy. On Tuesday, sunny with a high near 88. On Wednesday, sunny with a high near 89. And on Thursday, should be sunny with a high near 83. Currently, with fair skies, it is 48 degrees. The humidity is 87%. The wind speed is west at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.26. And the dew point is 45 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:20 and it's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Pui. For the first time since 2014, the Kansas women's golf team is headed to the NCAA championship. On Wednesday, the Jayhawks captured the NCAA Columbus regional title at the OSU Golf Club, the first regional championship win in program history. Kansas secured the win by 3 shots and was led by sophomore Lila Lauterball, who became the first player in program history to earn medalist honors at the NCAA regional championship. The tournament win marks the first collegiate title for Lauterball, who shot a final round career low 65 7 under to win the event by 8 shots. In the final round Wednesday, KU fired a tournament low round of 276, 12 under, to jump 2 spots and win the event by 3 shots. Kansas heads to Carlsbad, California for their third NCAA championship appearance in program history, taking place May 16th and 21st at the Omni La Costa Resort and Spa's championship course. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.